Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
About in your research recently about cloud security or maybe cloud insecurity, and then I want you to talk to us a little bit about how we can protect ourselves. It was interesting to see the different questions that you ask. You ask about ransomware. You ask about breaches and different things like that. What else did you learn?
So one of the things that became abundantly clear was that in the way that the attackers are getting in, 2/3 of the cases, it's a misconfiguration that's been exploited. So you've got all these workloads, these assets up in the cloud. You may have put some security on there, but then a small little slip up in misconfiguration will allow a bad guy to waltz right in.
So you're talking about holes that are left accidentally this is what you guys make patches for, right?
Yeah. Any kind of non-deliberate mistake, really,
right,
is what we're talking about here. And it could be simple as, you've got when you're developing an application that you want to put into a cloud, you might use a weak password and with an account that everybody can use, just so you can, really quickly develop and then get it out the door. And then you forget to disable that password, or you forget to disable that account that's got, access to everything. That's a really good example of a small misconfiguration that can have a massive impact if that's discovered.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm a user, a cloud user, which I am, I use a company to back up all my stuff. Whatever we create here within seconds is backed up into the cloud. But I count on those people to provide me with security. I count on my security company for my resident activity. I count on them to provide me with cloud security. Should I do more other than just being diligent in my behavior? Is there anything else that as a consumer I should be expected to do?
So you've got a really good head start there. But let me just, if you're going to take anything from this segment, it's really that security is in the cloud specifically is a shared responsibility. And that differs depending on how you consume the cloud assets, right? But let me explain what shared responsibility really means. It's that the cloud providers, so if we talk about the big guys, right, like the Amazons, the Googles, the Microsofts, they're going to give you all the hardware, the infrastructure, right? They're going to make sure that the storage is there, that the availability is there, all that kind of stuff. Anything else above that, so the data, the operating systems, the platforms, the software that resides on top of that is your responsibility. And so where that differs a little bit, I said there's some nuance here, is for some of the services that you're consuming, Jim, you're going to be your company's going to do a little bit more, right? They'll add things like encryption and they'll add some other security bits. But ultimately, the data going into that cloud is still your responsibility. And if we think about the cloud that way all the time, where we have a stake in it, then those misconfigurations
you're saying try to be the belt to their suspenders. Try to help
Correct.
Out the cloud companies by if you can use encryption or whatever, but don't just assume that if you can do more, do it. Don't just expect the cloud companies to do everything.
That's correct. And if we go back to my account example from earlier, right, let's say you've done everything right. If they've done everything right, you've done everything right, you've used encryption everywhere, and your data's all nice and cozy up in the cloud and it's encrypted, but you're using a weak password that is easily guessable,
right,
then the cyber criminals will just waltz right in, right? So right there, you've done yourself a disservice by that small misconfiguration.
Right. And you recommend, I'm sure you recommend double authentication, right?
Multi-factor authentication, absolutely, 100%. Everywhere you can have it is just so crucial because it's really it can stop most cyber criminals in their tracks.
It's a little clunky, though, isn't it? Are we going to get it where it's a little easier? If we make it easier, will it be easier for the bad guys? I mean, tell them what you mean by multi-factor. You got to get a text right back from and put in a number. Is that multi-factor?
That is an example of multi-factor. So it's basically, if you think about the factors in authentication, is something you know would be your password, and then something you have is another factor. So that could be that text that gets sent to you, that SMS, you know, six numbers,
right,
or one-time key, or even I use something called a YubiKey, which is a it's a little USB device that I plug in. I touch a button, and it goes, oh, yeah, that's John's key, and
okay,
you know, you can go ahead and log right
that's
in.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I so like
there's
whatever we can do to make it less clunky, a little faster, but still secure. John, last thoughts, 30 seconds. What do you want to leave us with?
Really, just let's go back to that shared security model, right? The threats in the cloud are really much the same as we see in traditional environments. We're seeing ransomware, we're seeing crypto miners, we're seeing data breaches, because the operating systems are the same as what we are traditionally used to,
mm-hmm,
in the normal data center. And so let's think about security in those terms. Let's think about, how would I secure this on my own data center? What effort would I put in? What products would I put in? And let's apply that to the cloud as well. So the cloud's great. It provides you scalability.
And do what you can to be responsible for your own security. Don't count on somebody else to do all of it. Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time. John Shire, ladies and gentlemen, Sophos, Sophos, Sophos.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.